The Diary of Anne Frank was made into a movie back in 1959, portraying the true and horrifying story of the Holocaust.
If you don't go, they come and drag you from your home and ship you off to Mauthausen, the death camp.
But decades later, Holocaust deniers have surfaced. This year's Anne Frank Project theme is Repair the World, The Time is Now. Buffalo State's Eve Everett is assistant director of the Anne Frank Project.
The fact that people can deny the Holocaust even happened, that means that they can deny other people's hardships and other people's stories. The Holocaust was so devastating and continues to affect people to this day. So the more we can go in and quiet the deniers and or come up against those deniers and say no, that this did happen and then we need to tell the lessons of this Holocaust, of what happened here, because that means that we can go into the other communities and help them surface their stories and do the same thing because their stories do matter.
For the last decade, the two-day event has featured Sophia's Legacy Project. 89-year-old Holocaust survivor Sophia Veffer will present her story to another new generation on campus.
We tell Sophia's story because it is representative of Anne Frank's story. Although Sophia survived the Holocaust, we also bring in people who have stories of folks from other genocides or who are escaping mass atrocities. So we have a woman coming in to present about her work in transitional justice, and she's an asylum seeker here in Buffalo. So she'll be telling her story, and these are just really unique people that surface every time that we put out a new theme because they see that they have tools and vocabulary that they can share with our students.
This Social Justice Festival features performances and students sharing their stories, and Buffalo State's Theater Department drives the event.
I really wanted to bring dance into the story because the concept of my whole presentation is the fact that every day I had a song to symbolize that specific day or a specific feeling that I felt.
Madeline Allard recently graduated from Buffalo State. She remains involved in this year's project. She'll be discussing her travels to Rwanda as part of the remarkable Rwanda Stories.
Well, going into Rwanda, you just hear all of these incredible stories, incredibly sad, really, about kids who were murdered at such a young age because of who they were. And then you just automatically think of Anne Frank. And then you also think about all those different genocides that happened that nobody knows about.
Allard says the Anne Frank Project has taught her to have courage to tell your story.
And that's what we're here to do in the Anne Frank Project. Like, Anne did that. She didn't intentionally try to make her story really well known, but she was just telling her story, and it's shaped so many generations for about 70 years.
What would you say if you ever had a chance to meet Anne Frank?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I know. what would you want to ask her or learn about from her experience?
First, I'd want to say thank you. And I would want to ask her, how did you have so much knowledge in such an early age?
Same question I asked her. If you had a chance to sit across from Anne Frank, what would you ask her?
How she stayed so positive. Like, what was her thought process? What was in her heart when she felt really scared and when she felt alone? And how did she come to find joy and hope in those dark times?
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.